From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell, opening the hour with a classic track from the late Gatto Barbieri on tenor sax. Gatto, a native of Argentina, will probably best be remembered for his Latin-tinged smooth contemporary jazz of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but in the late 60s and early 70s, Gatto was very much a pioneer of free and avant-garde jazz, as you'll hear by this piece. All of side two of his 1967 ESP disc release, In Search of the Mystery. This is a quartet session with Gatto Barbieri on tenor, Kalo Scott on cello, Norris Jones bass, and Bobby Capp on drums. This is actually a medley of two pieces that seem to melt one right into the other, Obsession No. 2 and Cinémathèque.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The entire B-side of the album In Search of the Mystery. Classic sounds from Gatto Barbieri, leading his quartet. a 1967 release on the ESP disc label, the B-side consisting of the tracks Obsession No. 2 and Cinémathèque, respectively. Moving on to some classic jazz rock fusion of the mid-70s as we turn to another quartet, this time Chick Corea's Return to Forever. And the second album to feature this lineup of RTF, Chick Corea on piano and a barrage of synthesizers, Al Di Meola guitar, Stanley Clark bass, and Lenny White on drums. This is the two-part piece which closes the release, Celebration Suite, Parts 1 and 2. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The Celebration Suite, Parts 1 and 2. Classic sounds from Return to Forever, Chick Corea, Al Di Meola, Stanley Clark, and Lenny White, respectively. From their final album for the Polydor label from 1975, before they would sign on to Columbia in 76, the album No Mystery. You are listening to Jazz Progressions, presenting the very best in modern jazz, everything from free and avant-garde jazz to jazz rock fusion, acid jazz, world jazz, and various other lesser-known and underappreciated aspects of modern jazz music. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Your feedback about the show is very important to me. And if you'd like more info about Jazz Progressions, including detailed show playlists, or if you'd like to stream this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Look for Jazz Progressions number 1612 if you want to view the playlist or listen to the audio corresponding to this episode. We'll turn to the compilation series This Is Acid Jazz for our final set of the hour. This extensive series, released by the Instinct label in the 1990s and 2000s, is, in my view, a nice introduction to this lesser-known aspect of modern jazz. Acid jazz got its start in Europe, especially the UK, when it was discovered that young people would dance to samples of jazz improvisation if they were blended with electronic grooves and modern beats. We'll begin with the very first track off of the very first volume of This Is Acid Jazz, first released in 1990. Music from the band Break for Jazz, and the tune Break for Jazz.
Thank you.
Selections from the extensive This Is Acid Jazz series of compilations. We haven't even begun to scratch the surface when it comes to the music contained within the many volumes in this series. In fact, we could easily devote several editions of Jazz Progressions to the This Is Acid Jazz series alone, if we wanted to do so. We began with the very first track from the very first volume in the This Is Acid Jazz series, from Break for Jazz, 4 being the number 4 in this case, and the tune also called Break for Jazz. Then from 1995, the album This Is Acid Jazz, The Next Step, we heard from Mr. Electric Triangle and the track Bossa Nova. And lastly, from 1999, a sub-series in the This Is Acid Jazz series, the After Hours series, featuring more laid-back aspects of acid jazz music. And we heard from Volume 5 in the After Hours series, entitled Miles Away, a track from Taran. It was entitled Caffeine Effect. The This Is Acid Jazz series, again, a nice introduction to acid jazz. Other series that are worth checking out if you want to learn more about acid jazz: the Future Sounds of Jazz series, and also the series Rebirth of Cool, both of which we've profiled on previous editions of Jazz Progressions. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon, won't you, for another venture into the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.